It's a strategy, not an ultimatum, Savara said, only slightly chastened. And it's a fact. Gev can't win this fight. If you leave her in command, Han Solo is as good as free. And you two are as good as dead.
And yet you are the one who let them escape from the Omni in the first place, Cratheus pointed out. To Morvid, he transmitted,
You know what she wants.
Of course, Morvid replied. Base Prime, Galactic Syndicated, the Gate, everything we have. That is what makes her special.
It makes her a threat, Cratheus objected. I calculate a 52% chance that she let the Jedi escape and deliberately led them here to force our hand.
Which makes her a more cunning commander than Myrta Gev,
Morvid countered. To Savara, he said,
The Mandalorians will never take orders from you. You'd need to work through Gev.
Gev is a soldier, Savara said. She understands the chain of command. As long as Cratheus makes it clear who's running things.
Do you think I have a bleeding cerebrum? I see what you are planning. I see how you dote on the girl.
I have never put Savara ahead of our partnership. You, on the other hand, were tempted by Carissian's ploy.
There is a difference between analyzing and accepting. You would have done the same.
Do we have a deal or not? Savara demanded. I need time to organize our defenses here, or to slip away if you two are determined to get yourselves killed. Marvid continued to glare at his brother.
We need her to handle the Jedi.
Cratheus let his chin drop in acknowledgement.
But we cannot give her command of the Nargons. She is ambitious. And if she commands the Nargons...
She will take everything.
Marvid finished.
She is dangerous that way.
Then we understand each other,
Cratheus said. Marvid spun his power body toward the exit.
Very well, Lady Rain.
He used a manipulator arm to motion Savara after him.
Come along. We'll give Myrta Gev the unhappy news together.
Instead of following, Savara turned toward Cratheus.
And you're in agreement? She asked. I am in command of Base Prime's defense.
Oh, complete agreement.
Cratheus gave her a sly smile.
What other choice have you left us?